Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It said, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, precious is sometimes translated costly, expensive, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Now he goes on, describes it. He said it had a wall great and high and 12 gates. He goes on to talk about the names of the 12 apostles were engraved in them. He measures it in 15 and 16, and he tells how big it is. And in verse 11, he describes the construction of it. He said the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was what? The primary building material in the whole city is what? Gold. That's kind of flashy, ain't it? Huh? I've seen some people get upset because they saw somebody had a gold ring on. Or a gold watch. Well, you see, Jesus represented in here in this very book with a great big gold band. And the Lord builds the whole city out of gold. Whew. Purer than any gold we've seen. It's so pure it's like clear glass. Absolutely no impurities. The foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. Wow. Now that's flashy. You see a little rock on somebody's finger sometime. But how about boulder size? Precious gems that you build foundations out of. Jasper, sapphire, chalcedony, emeralds. I guess emeralds the size of trucks. I don't know. Sardonyx, sardius, chrysolite, beryl, topaz, chrysophrasus, jacinth, amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. I reckon God likes jewelry. Huh? I reckon he likes great big honking stones. He likes pearls. Well, after all, who made them in the earth? Whose are they? Whew. Help me, Lord. You know, it's sad how so much of the church world has been completely reprogrammed by the devil into thinking that all this stuff is bad. I've had ministers that I tried to give an expensive watch to, and they wouldn't take it. I've had people I've tried to give, you know, valuable things to. No, why? No, I don't want that. Why? Why wouldn't you want it? Well, it's flashy. That's just too gaudy. For who? For God? I don't think so. Huh? Gold bands. I never had anything that big. Gold. Giant pearls. Big enough you could make a gate out of one. That's a big pearl. Right? Couldn't he have got by with something else? He could have made them out of wood. Couldn't he? If God has an aversion to that kind of thing, then he'd have built heaven differently. Wouldn't he? Amen. He'd have at least made it out of wrought iron. Amen. If God is, as so many, even theologians, try to portray Him to be, heaven would be a much different place. It wouldn't be in my Father's house or many mansions. It'd be many efficiencies. And they'd all be painted medium gray. Now you get to talking like this, and some people that even, you know, don't believe, claim they don't believe in prosperity for people in, you know, God's children in the earth, they'll say, oh no, no, now, you know, in heaven it's going to be wonderful. So you're saying that God has two different wills. He has one will for heaven, but a completely different will for the earth. But that can't be. I said, that cannot be, because Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew 6:10. He said, pray, thy will be done on the earth. How? Even as. What does that mean? Just like it is in heaven. Well, we see what God's will in heaven is. And His perfect will must not be being completely manifest in the earth, or He wouldn't tell us to pray that it would be. Right? How many believe as soon as you get to heaven, you're going to do a lot of this? Whoa. Wow. Oh, God. This is amazing. Oh. What are you going to see? In His creation, you're going to see the glory of God. Well, it takes this kind of thing to express His glory. Right? A little picket fence and a little wood gate is not Him. I said, that's not Him. This is Him. Giant pearl gate. That's my Father. Gold everywhere. Right?
Yes.
Rubies the size of pickup trucks.
Yeah.
That's my Father. I had a yellow sports car several years ago. I mean, it was almost hurt your eyes yellow. And it stood. You couldn't miss it, man. I mean, it stood out. A little two-seater, you know, and convertible. And I was at a meeting in it one time, and this minister and I were going out, and we were walking, and he was talking to me, and I walked up to this car and started unlocking it, and he said, that's your car? I said, yeah. He said, oh, brother. He said, that's not you. I said, yeah, it is. Later on, he wrote back and apologized. But I mean, what is the problem? Who made bright yellow? Who made bright red? The creation of the Lord. If God is the way some purport Him to be, there'd only be three kind of fish in the sea. And they'd all be light gray, medium gray, and dark gray. But they're not. They're amazing. They're brilliant. Right? I mean, they're spectacular. God is the way some claim that He is. There'd be only three kind of flowers. Guess what they'd be? Light gray, medium gray, and dark gray. But they're not. I said they're not. They're brilliant. They're so bright. They're so varied. We're still discovering new variants. Right? God is a rich God. Beauty, riches, splendor is all expression of Him. I said it's all expression of Him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The Bible tells you, and in fact, I want you to hold your place. You got two places held now, don't you? So when you get all your fingers in the Bible, boy, you say you're getting in the Word. Ephesians. I could quote it to you, but I want you to rest your eyes on it. Ephesians, the 5th chapter. How many glad that you don't serve a dull God?
Amen.
You serve wonderful God. Glorious God. What's His will for us? Drabness? Bleakness? Dullness? Poverty? Or brilliance?
Brilliance.
Blessing.
Blessing?
Glory?
Glory.
Riches?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Top quality stuff. Didn't He say, if you're willing and obedient, you'll what? You'll what? You'll eat the good. Another translation says, the fat. That means the best. The top. Right? Ephesians 5 and verse 1. Ephesians 5, 1 says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Some of your modern translations say what?
Imitators.
Act like Him. Is that right? Act like Him. Does He believe in being broke? Does He believe in subsistence? Does He believe in taking a vow of poverty? I know there are people that do it. I know they claim they're serving God in doing it, but there is no scripture for it. It's not okay. Misrepresents the Lord. Did you hear me? Now, it's an honorable thing to make sacrifices to serve the Lord. But this taking a vow of poverty stuff, Jesus didn't teach it. The disciples didn't teach it. It's like a lot of other stuff that men have made up. And it's works. And the problem is it misrepresents the Lord. He's a good God. I said He's a good God. And He wills above all things that you prosper and be healthy. How's it going to happen? And that's why we're having soul prospering meetings on Friday night. Right? So that our soul, our mind is renewed. We quit thinking broke. We quit thinking bleak and dull gray. Huh? And substandard. We begin to think right.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Glory of God's House, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R618. That's R618, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.